ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम् Third Canto, Chapter 1, Text 21. Tatratha Shushrava Suhi Vinashtim Vanam Jatha Venuja Vashni. I'm sorry, Vanhi. Shangshrayam Sangsparshadhaya Sangsparshadhaya Dagdham Athanushochan Sharashatim Pratyag Yaya Tushnim. Tatratha Shushrava Shurid Vinashtim Vanam Jatha Venuja Vanhi Sangshrayam Sangsparshadhaya Sangspardhaya Dagdham Athanushochan Sangsparshadhaya Dagdham Athanushochan Swarasatim Pratyagyaya Tushnim Tatratha Shushrava Shurid Vinashtim Vanam Jatha Venuja Vanhi Sangshrayam Sangspardhaya Dagdham Athanushochan Saraswatim Pratyagyaya Tushnim Tatratha Shushrava Shurid Vinashtim Vanam Jatha Venuja Vanhi Sangshrayam Sangspardhaya Dagdham Athanushochan Swaraswatim Pratyagyaya Tushnim
Vanam Jatha Venuja Vanhi Sangshrayam
Matajis. Thereafter, Shushrava, heard, Shurhit, kinsmen, Binashtim, all dead, Vanam, forest, Yatha, as much as, Benu Jabanhi, fire due to the bamboos, Shangshrayam, friction with one another. Shangspardhaya. By violent passion. Dagdham. Burnt. Atha. Thus. Anushochan. Thinking. Saraswatim. The river Saraswati. Pratyak, westward, Yaya, went, Tushnim, silently. At the place of pilgrimage at Prabhash, it came to his knowledge that all his relatives had died due to violent passion, just as an entire forest burns due to the fire produced by friction of bamboos. After this, he proceeded west, where the river Saraswati flows. Please repeat. At the place of pilgrimage at Prabhash, Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Both the Kauravas and the Jadavas were relatives of Vidura, and Vidura heard of their extinction due to fratricidal war. The comparison of the friction of forest bamboos to that of passionate human societies is appropriate. The whole world is compared to a forest. At any moment there may be a flare of fire in the forest due to friction. No one goes to the forest to set on fire, but due only to friction between bamboos, fire takes place and burns an entire forest. Similarly, in the greater forest of worldly transactions, the fire of war takes place because of the violent passion of the conditioned souls, illusion by the external energy. Such a worldly fire can be extinguished only by the water of the mercy cloud of saints, just as a forest fire can be extinguished only by rains falling from a cloud. Tatratha shushrava shurit binashtim Banam jatha benu jabandhi sangsrayam Sangspardhaya dagdham athanu shochan Saraswatim pratyagyaya tushnim. At the place of pilgrimage at Prabhash, it came to his knowledge that all his relatives had died due to violent passion. Just as an entire forest burns due to fire produced by the friction of bamboos. After this, he proceeded west, where the river Saraswati flows. So, Vidura's pilgrimage is being described. So, the battle of Kurukshetra is now over, and probably many years also went by, because the battle was practically over when Vidura left home. The Vidura left home, the Kurukshetra war began in 2 days, and in 18 days the war was over. But Vidura just kept on traveling. He did not have any concern for what happened. And actually that's what happens when a saintly personality leaves home. He doesn't look back. When a saintly personality leaves home and goes on pilgrimage, generally when one leaves home for spiritual purpose, for spiritual life, he just keeps on traveling from one place of pilgrimage to another. And those places of pilgrimage are very exciting, very interesting, because those are the places where saintly people reside. And when one takes to spiritual life, his natural tendency is to become completely absorbed in spiritual life. Those days, unlike today, there were no mobile phones that from every few hours one could contact home and find out what's happening. The spiritual life has changed considerably since that time. Those days when one left home, just left home. But now, it's different. Those days when one left home, that would mean actually that either he became a brahmachari, or generally when one left home, that would mean that he became a sannyasi. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left home, and the purpose of his living home was to take sannyas. His elder brother Vishwarup left home, took sannyas. In this way, they would leave home and cut off all their links with this material nature. And they would travel from one place of pilgrimage to another. And like Nityananda Prabhu, he left home with one sannyasi. He came and took him away. He was only about 12 years old. And with the sannyasi, Nityananda Prabhu was traveling to different places of pilgrimage. That is how Nityananda Prabhu knew all these places. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Jagannath Puri, and he traveled from Shantipur to Jagannath Puri, different places that Nityananda Prabhu knew all those places. And Nityananda Prabhu told them the different stories. Like she told them was Sakshi Gopal story. How Gopal gave Sakshi. Because Nityananda Prabhu already visited those places and he knew about those places, the pastimes of the Lord in those places, pastimes of the deities of those places. And So one would leave home and cut off all his attachment and keep traveling. And generally, after some time, they would take sannyas when they would come across proper sannyas guru. And no one would ever meet them. Those days, communication was very negligible. But now the world has changed in these not only 400-500 years, in last 40-50 years, things have changed so much, the communication has changed so much. I remember even in the 80s, early 80s especially, to get a connection from one ink city, Calcutta, to get a line in Calcutta was difficult, to telephone line. Often you'd get the thing, that sound, which indicated that the telephone is dead. I remember once in Calcutta they took out a procession. They made a big telephone out of paper and bamboo, probably. They made a big telephone and they carried the telephone like one carries a dead body on a bamboo cot. They carried the telephone and it says the telephone is dead. Those days I was staying little away in 82. I was staying little away from Calcutta temple, about 8-9 kilometers away, on the outskirts of the city, in a garden house. And sometimes when I would call, it was so difficult to get through to Calcutta temple. And from Mayapur to call Calcutta was another ordeal. We used to do something called fixed time call. The fixed time call, like you book the call beforehand, so there was a possibility of getting the call because it was at a fixed time. And at 6 o'clock we used to call, and often we had to wake up the operator to tell them that we had a fixed time call. So that is how difficult communication used to be even, 26 years back. But now what to speak of calling in Calcutta, calling from Mayapur to Calcutta, calling from one city to another city of India. We can call anywhere. Even while we are driving, we can call any part of the world. So communication has become so easy. And along with that, the life changed. And along with that, the spiritual life also changed. It would be so impractical to actually maintain the old style in today's world. One can do that if one wants to do. No one will stop him. But therefore we can see 500 years back, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revolutionized the spiritual life. Prior to that it was Just one would completely cut himself off and go away, like Vidura. Now, when he went away, he had nothing to do with this family, society. But he got the message. The battle destroyed everybody. Yudhishthira Maharaj became the ruler of the entire earth planet and so forth. And he questioned, oh, how are these different members, what happened to them? And naturally he felt sad that so many relatives died. But at the same time, Vidura knew that it would happen. He warned. He warned Duryodhana, he warned Dhritarashtra that, look, if you don't stop this war, this is what's going to happen. And it was so clear. Vasudeva predicted, if you don't make peace, then the whole family, whole dynasty will be destroyed. As I was mentioning yesterday, Maitreya Rishi actually cursed Duryodhana. When Duryodhana did not listen to the instruction of Maitreya, Maitreya said, you will die in that battle. Your whole, all your accomplices, all your family, all your friends, all will die. You are thinking that you are going to win the war. No chance. If you disregard my words, he cursed him, you will die. But just as an evil person doesn't want to take good advice, Duryodhana did not want to take the good advice of all these saintly personalities. And those days, going to pilgrimage was different. People used to be in a particular mental frame to do that, like Vidura. He became disgusted with family life, left. There are so many personalities. We find that when they leave home, they get completely disgusted. Like, often men would leave home when the wife would die or they would get some shock. Like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he was a householder and he left home. When his wife died, he left home. He was in East Bengal. From there he just went to Vrindavan. Or some people would become so keen to know about the spiritual goal that they would become disappointed, they would become aware of the futility of the materialistic way of life, and then they would go away. So, like Vishwarup, Sachimata became upset with Advaita Acharya. She thought that this Acharya, my son, was associating too much with him, and as a result of that he became disgusted with materialistic way of life. And when they were trying to force him to get married, just left home. But in today's world, spiritual life has become different. The sadhus have to give advice. People don't go to the places of pilgrimage to seek for the association of the sadhus. Therefore, the sadhus have to come to the cities and give people the right advice. And along with the right advice, they also must give them the practical understanding, practical way to deal with life. They must give them proper spiritual guidance. nowadays often this sadhu sammelan has become like a business. People make an agreement, like I remember in early days when I was young, they used to make arrangements with movie stars. You come to our program, we'll give so much money. And then they will sell tickets and make profit. And this is how they would organize programs or musical performances or like I remember when I was young, there used to be a very famous musical performance in our neighborhood and all the big musicians used to come there, the Indian classical musicians, vocalists, sitarists like Ravi Shankar, Vilayat Khan, Amir Khan, Gangubai Hangal, Hirabai Bardekar. So they were all famous singers, Bade Ghulam Ali Khan. They were all big famous singers and musicians. They would come. And there would be three night long program. And those who would organize the program, they would make a lot of money. This was their business. They would have one show in a year, and the rest of the year they wouldn't do anything. And nowadays, the same thing is happening with the spiritual leaders. They invite, oh, we'll pay you 10 lakh rupees. Or they say, no, why 10 lakh? Give me 15 lakhs, otherwise I won't go. The sadhus are making agreements. And they say, okay, fine. They make calculation, each person paying 100 rupees, 20,000 people will come. Okay, so we'll make 20 lakhs. But then what happens? It becomes another tamasha. They come, give lectures, a lot of people come, then they go away. Does the spiritual life improve? No. They continue to eating meat, they continue to drinking alcohol, they continue to lead immoral life. The influence of the sadhu should revolutionize the life. If that doesn't happen, then there is no use. And the real sadhu will not waste his time. If you don't want to change your life, don't waste my time. That should be the attitude of a sadhu. If you want to come to me, your lifestyle must change. You must stop meat eating, you must stop illicit sex, you must stop gambling, you must stop intoxication. If you don't, then don't come to me. Don't waste my time. And a sadhu doesn't care for anybody's money. You keep your money in your bank. If you can't use it in Krishna's service, then don't worry. Then don't waste my time. If you really want to fulfill the human form of life, learn to sacrifice everything to Krishna. You give up your bad habits, you give up whatever you have to Krishna's service, you offer yourself to Krishna's service. Otherwise, it's just a matter of socializing. Sadhu's business is like a doctor's business. Doctor cures the body, a sadhu cures the soul. Disease of the soul. If you don't recognize that you have a disease, just like a person who doesn't think that he has a disease doesn't go to a doctor or doesn't realize the importance of going to a doctor. When he realizes that he has a disease, oh, I've got cancer, so let me go to a doctor. And he goes, and then he is prepared to offer everything to the doctor. Please cure me. Please cure me. Because the doctor knows how to cure the body. That's why he's a doctor. Similarly, a sadhu knows how to cure the soul. And just as the body suffers from a disease, the soul is suffering from a disease. Everybody's soul is suffering from a disease here. Every soul is suffering from a disease. Those who realize that, they're fortunate. Those who think that everything is all right, they will not recognize the importance of going to a sadhu. Rather, they'll think that, what's the point in going to a sadhu? I'm fine. I'm more successful. I'm such a successful person. Why do I need anybody? To cure me. So the first sign of intelligence is to realize that we are suffering from a disease. That disease is the disease of material attachment. The attachment should be there, but the attachment should be spiritual. When you become materially attached, then you lose out on the spiritual attachment. And why is it a disease? What is the symptom of a disease? What is a disease? Disease causes suffering. Why don't we want disease? Because it causes suffering. Take any disease. Cancer, cholera, typhoid, jaundice, flu. What is the outcome of the disease? Why don't we want disease? Because it causes suffering. Now, in a higher sense, soul's attachment to matter causes him suffering. An intense suffering, million times more acute than cancer or any most painful disease. But, unfortunately, along with this disease comes madness. And a madman cannot understand that he is suffering. A madman he loses his sense of judgment. That's why he can't make out that he is suffering. So although in the material nature, due to their material attachment, people are suffering, they don't realize that they are suffering. They think, well, there'll be enjoyment tomorrow. And they just run after that prospect of enjoyment. And what is the cure for the disease? The cure for the disease is attachment, spiritual attachment. Attachment to Krishna. Material attachment means attachment of things related to the body or senses. And spiritual attachment is attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when we cure the disease and become properly situated in our spiritual relationship, then all the sufferings disappear and we become joyful. Bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. The forest fire of material existence becomes extinguished. Or tapotrayanun mulanam, threefold miseries of this material nature becomes uprooted. So it's a simple cure. It's a very simple cure. We simply have to apply the right medicine. Disease may be strong, but if the doctor is qualified, then he can cure the disease by giving the right medicine. The doctor's business is to give the right medicine, and when he gives the right medicine, the disease gets cured. Doctor is not a magician. Doctor is a person who knows the symptom of the disease and the cure for the disease. So if you come across the right doctor, the disease will be cured. So the spiritual personalities are like the doctors who cure the spirit soul. And when one is cured, who benefits? Does the doctor benefit? Nowadays, doctors benefit. They get a big fat payment. But that's another thing in the Vedic culture. The doctors did not take money. This was service. A doctor would not, you'd cure a patient, would not take any money. Similarly, a sadhu will not take money for curing the disease. Rather, he will say, okay. The payment, yes, the payment is that you surrender yourself to Krishna. That's the only payment. Sadhu doesn't care for any other payment. The only payment that if you really want to pay a payment, just surrender to Krishna. And if you want to engage yourself, then engage everything that you have in service of Krishna. And if a patient gives money, then his attitude is, okay, you do not know how to use that money in Krishna's service, so I'll use it in Krishna's service. Everything must be used in Krishna's service. That's how the whole diseased condition of this material nature will be cured. If you want to make a payment, make the payment with your soul, not with anything else. Offer yourself to Krishna. Ready to do that? Ready to make the payment? How many of you are ready to make that payment? Very good. Thank you. Lila Purushottam, you are not going to make the payment?
I do not mind.
You did? Okay. And by doing that, what do you gain? I was telling the other day. How many of you, who remembers what I said the other day? When you make the payment of offering yourself to Krishna, then what do you gain?
Krishna will offer himself.
Right. You offer yourself to Krishna, and in exchange you'll get Krishna. Isn't it a wonderful condition? A king makes a condition to a beggar. You gave everything that you have, and I'll give everything to you that I have. What does a beggar have? A beggar probably have only the begging bowl. And that also has a hole in it. But if the beggar is... Now, actually a beggar is attached even to the begging bowl. That's the material nature. He will think, if I give out the begging bowl, then how will I beg? So he doesn't want to offer even the begging bowl. The king has come and tells him that give me what you have. And the beggar thinks that if I give her the begging bowl, then how will I beg? So better I keep it for myself. And in this way he loses the opportunity. But if the beggar is intelligent, he's a king. If I give him what I have, and that's about all I have, a broken begging bowl, and he has the entire kingdom. So by offering this begging bowl, I'll get the entire kingdom. So that's the condition that Krishna has made with us. You give me what you have, I'll give you what I have. Is it a good business to offer everything to Krishna? Parashuram? You're a businessman. It's a good business? And Vyasji, is it legally approved? Thank you. Hare Krishna.
No, it's good business. For income, it's not good business.
Huh?
You ask, it's good business, it's best business.
Right, yeah. Very good. Yeah, and it takes a businessman to understand that. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Gaur. Does anybody have any questions?
Guru Maharaj, you said how the identity of a sadhu is that if you want to take spiritual life seriously, then take it, otherwise don't waste my time. So you also give the example of rotten apple, where if somebody is not serious about spiritual life, then you know it is just a waste of time dealing with him. So in that case, but also we see the other side of it, that you know, a sadhu, a very advanced sadhu, never gives up on anyone. Like Srila Prabhupada never gave up on any devotee. So in spite of one's, whatever amount of difficulties one might be having, Prabhupada never gave up, or he continued to give effort. So how do we understand the relation between these?
Is it Prabhupada that Prabhupada never gave up? Prabhupada told somebody, if you want to go to hell, you have all my blessings. Like, you know, it's, you know, like any agreement, it's a two-way contract. Prabhupada gives the example, if you want to, the boatman takes you in a boat to take you across the river. But if you jump into the river in the middle of the river, if you jump out of the boat, then the boatman may save you or may not save you. The condition is that if you want to go to the other side of the river, sit on the boat. Like if in order to save that man, if the rest of the boat passenger's life is going to be in danger, the boatman will not save him. Another condition is that if somebody says, no, I want to go across the river, but I don't want to get into the boat, then the boatman will say, okay, you stay there wherever you are. He's not going out of his way and pulling by the hand. Come to the boat. No, you have to come. The ultimate thing is, you know, like in spiritual life, ultimate consideration is it's your own choice. Prabhupada used to say that. The choice is yours. The choice is yours. It's you will have to decide. And often we find people just come to Krishna consciousness or join ISKCON without really understanding why they are coming. They join as a fashion. Oh, so many people are joining, let me also join. And so many times we find people joining because they think that it will be a scope to go to America. Well, if they stay in the association of sadhus, their mentality may change. But the thing is that everybody has to ultimately understand that the purpose of joining ISKCON is not to go to America. Yes, Aniruddha?
Yes, Guru Maharaj. We are hearing about that Krishna will be protect us, and we are also seeing in the practical. Still, why we are forgetting?
Why, who is forgetting? So why are you asking me?
Regarding Krishna's news, one comment I heard, he said Prabhupada never rejected anybody. But I heard one lecture, so one disciple asked Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, you always remember Mr. Nair? Srila Prabhupada, yes, as the way you constantly remember Krishna. As you always remember Krishna.
Any other question? Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande.